regarding Asul Asot Shulchan Dugmat Shulchan Shel Lechem Apanim. Imagine in the Beit HaMikdash, inside the Chodesh section, you had a Shulchan that they would put the 12 showbreads every week on Shabbat. It would be baked on Friday, it would be placed on Shabbat, and it would be consumed by the Kohanim the next Shabbat, and it would remain fresh. If a person makes a Shulchan that has this section to be able to put the 12 showbreads, Shabbat HaMikdash, that would be prohibited. Or any other instruments of Beit HaMikdash. The Rambam, based on the Gemara, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara mentions this Nekuda also. Lo yase Adam Beit Tavnid HaEchal. You are not allowed to make exactly similar copies of Hechal, which was in the Beit HaMikdash. Achsadra Tavnid Ulam. Chatzer Keneged Azara, imagine a courtyard exact same size as the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, Menorah Keneged Menorah. That is the halacha, that is the also pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. And writes, he wrote Moshe, Arav Moshe Feinstein, Shukolah Devarim Shayu Bemikdash, Asul Asotan, who Davka Beofen Shayu Kesherin Bemikdash. If it is exactly the same size, that will be kosher to be used in the Beit HaMikdash, it is prohibited to be made at this time. So therefore, when Moshiach comes, so then there is a machloket between Harambam and Rashi and Tosfot. Rambam holds that Moshiach, even though let's say he has all the elements that the Moshiach is supposed to, all the qualities that he's supposed to possess, let's say he has it. He comes from Yehuda, from David, from his son Shlomo, etc., he's the one that is Talmid Chacham, that Oseh Milchemet Hashem, and he's doing what he has to do. At the end of the day, if he gathers Kelal Israel to Eretz Israel, he's, as of yet, he's still Bechezkat Moshiach. When is he going to be absolutely Moshiach? When he builds the Beit HaMikdash himself with his own two hands. So that is according to the Rambam. According to Rashi and Baalei HaTosfot, the third Beit HaMikdash is going to come down from Shamayim. As it says, Mikdash Hashem, Konenu Yadecha. That is what it says in Az Yashir, that we are seeing every day. Mikdash Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes it with his own two hands. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to bring down, once everything that we do, we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring down the third Beit HaMikdash. But at the end of the day, the Kelim of the Beit HaMikdash are to be built at that time, not by us. At this moment, it is prohibited. So therefore, based on this, one keli that generally gets to be copied is the menorah. If on the parochet you have the menorah, that is not a problem at all whatsoever. Cannot be used in Beit HaMikdash, that is a copy. So that is not even a keli. It's just basically imprinted on the parochet of the synagogues. Has nothing to do with anything. Even if it would have seven branches, no problem. The Chanukiah that we make for Chanukah, being that it burned for 8 days, has 8 branches. So that's also not a problem. The Beit HaMikdash, in Beit HaMikdash, the menorah had 7 branches. So the halacha is, Asul la'asod menorah shel shiva anim, mimatechet ben shel zahav, ben shel shar matechot. Whether it is gold, gold is lechatchila. Being that in the Beit HaMikdash, if you did not have gold, officially the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash had to be made out of gold. But let's say they don't have gold. If it's made out of other types of metal, it's also bedievet kasher. So therefore, once it has 7 branches, it is prohibited for us to be copying it. What about some of the batei kenesiot might have such a thing that they would have 7-branched menorah, but it is with lamps into it. So it has, let's say, lamps into it, and it goes into, let's say you plug it into electricity, so it turns on like that. So even if it has 7 branches, is it okay or is it not okay? It's 100% okay. Why? Because again, shekol shemeakev b'menorah she Beit HaMikdash mutal asotam. If you cannot use it in the Beit HaMikdash, then you would be allowed to make it at this moment. So being that, where is the location that it would go in it? Oil and the wick. It doesn't have. You have lamp instead. So being that it's not kosher for Beit HaMikdash, then it's okay for us to copy it and make it, even if it is, if it has seven branches. So this is the halacha. Now, let me just end with one nekuda da harav. Yitzchak Yosef writes from Shut Shevet HaLevi, which is Harav Shmuel Vosner, the posek of Bnei Brak. So writes Harav Shmuel Vosner, very interesting nekuda, being that the end of Parashat Yitro, the Torah says, Lo ta'asun iti. So what does it mean, Lo ta'asun iti? Don't make copies iti. Items that are with me. All our items that is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are not allowed to copy. So it says, Rashi already brings it, Demut Meshammeshai Shemeshammeshim Oti Ba'aron. Any of the Meshammeshai Shemeshammeshim Oti, any of my servants that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, any of my servants you are not allowed to copy. What are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it says, Shemesh Vayareach Vekhochavim, you are not allowed to copy sun and the moon and the stars. So that means copy doesn't over here mean three-dimensional. Afilu, drawing is prohibited. A person cannot make a drawing of sun and the moon and the stars. If you, that is the mut shammeshai hameshammeshim uti bamarom. If a person wants to copy the way earth looks like, no problem. Earth is not the mut shammeshai hameshammeshim uti. That's not a problem. But to copy sun and the moon and the stars, that is prohibited. So afilu, to the extent that you are not allowed to take a picture of it and get it to be developed by CVS. You give it to a goy? Nothing doing. Being that the isur of Amira legoy shevut is not only on Shabbat, you cannot tell a goy to do a melacha, that what you cannot do. What you cannot do, you cannot tell a goy to do. Let's say, even if it would not be prohibited by a goy, it is. Let's say to do castration by the animals. It is prohibited by a Jew, prohibited by a goy. But even if it would not be prohibited by a goy, you can still not tell a goy to do it on your behalf. It's not only on Shabbat not. Anything that is prohibited by us, you are not allowed to do. Generally speaking, you are not allowed to tell a goy to do it. Generally speaking. So therefore, over here is also, you cannot draw, you cannot give the picture, you cannot take a picture, you cannot give the picture to be developed by a goy either. So the question of Rav Shmuel Vosner is, however, what about in classroom setting, that you have, let's say, kindergarten, first grade, and he wants to explain to them Parashat Bereshit, and over there you have to do a drawing. So he says, Rav Shmuel Vosner, Shemutal letayer shemesh ve'ayreach ve'kochavim lifnei ha'talmidim, shelomdim Parashat Bereshit. They are you're teaching them, because zeh nechshav leitlamed lehavin ulehorot. To teach is allowed. If you want to teach them the pesukim, you are allowed to do it. So therefore, lehavin ulehorot, to teach to talmidim, it is allowed. But anything besides this, for us, let's say, would not be allowed, as I mentioned, afilu, to make a drawing of it, to take a picture of it, etc.